filming if you are. Now, this 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, I get more questions out of this chapter than any chapter in the entire book. And every time that I preach on this, I tell you to make sure you understand. I'm going to try to answer some of these questions again. Okay? 20th chapter of Revelation. Understand it. We call it the thousand year what? Millennium. Are you ready to take the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, look on the screen and here we go. Verse 1. John writes, I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him for how long? Now, every time I preach on this, I want you to see something, because here is the main issue. You see this key? Satan does not own or possess that key. God possesses that key. God is more powerful than Satan. God keeps Satan in control. And anything that Satan does, he's allowed to do. The battle of Armageddon is over. We have the victory. We have come back with him for the true second coming of Jesus. And now, Satan is going to be thrown into this bottomless pit and locked up. Now, I like the way John expresses verse 2. He wants to make sure we know exactly who we're talking about. Alright? Dragon, serpent, devil, Satan. Now, is there any doubt who we're talking about here? Fortune wants to make sure that you know that this tempter has been bound now for 1,000 years. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Yeah, cast him into the bottomless pit and shut it up, which means told him to shut up, be quiet, you attempt no more. Told Satan to shut up. Isn't that wonderful? There's only one person. I tried to tell Satan to shut up, he laughs at me. I can't shut Satan up. The only person who can say shut up and he listens to is God Almighty. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And sealed it over him that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years should be finished. After this, he must be loosed for a little time. Big question. I'll answer in a minute. All right, Larry, here we go. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God. And such as worshipped not the beast, neither his image, and received not the mark upon his forehead and upon their head. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Who are these people? These were the people who were killed during the 7-year tribulation. A lot of them did get their heads cut off. They were killed because they wouldn't take the mark on the forehead or on the hand. They said they would not worship Satan, and they were killed because of their faith in Jesus Christ. They are also part of that army that came back with Jesus in our new spiritual bodies. And they are this group that he's talking about. We are all together. Now look at this phrase here. Reign with. Reign with. You see that? Reign with Christ. All of us during this 1,000-year period, people ask me all the time, what are we going to do during this 1,000 years? We're going to have a new body. And listen, speaking of bodies, I'm very proud. This is the first time in my life that I actually took a vacation and did not gain 1 pound. Now, Now, I didn't lose any, but I'm still at that mark where I've lost 35 pounds in the last 4 months. But the fact that I didn't gain anything on a 14-day vacation, that is a miracle from God. That's right. I mean, I stayed on that. I even made Matthew. Said, we got to eat before 5 o'clock. He said, well, I got some friends that might want to. I said, I don't care how many friends you got. I eat before 5 o'clock. If you bring friends and you don't want to pay for it and you want your mother to pay for it, we eat before 5 o'clock. Let me tell you something. We ate before 5 o'clock every day. Because Matthew wasn't going to pay for that. Had his mother there to take care of that. And all the women said, that's right. But we ate before 5 o'clock, I can tell you that right now. Now, this thing about reigning with Christ. Here's the question. What are we going to do? Those of us who have our new spiritual body. Old body's gone. We've got the new spiritual body. And it says here we're going to reign with Christ. Now, some people may disagree with this, and that's fine. But here's how I interpret that. We're going to be the army of Christ. We came back as his army. That's one clue. Now, as that army, what are we going to do? Keep that in mind, because I'm going to go back and answer another question, and then I'll come back to this. Just keep in mind, we're his army. Now, understand that Satan's going to be loose one more time after that 1,000-year reign. Did you catch that? Did you see that a while ago? And I'm asked this all the time. Why would God loose Satan one more time? Believe me, it's a good question. Is it not a good question? Say amen. Amen. It's a good question. Why in the world? He's setting up this wonderful place where he is the judge, where he reigns. Now all of a sudden he's going to let Satan loose after 1,000 years. All right, let's take you a little deeper. Let me tell you how most theologians believe in this. At the Battle of Armageddon, you remember, there's going to be those that's not going to take the mark of the beast. And there will be some, we don't know, it could be 500, it could be 1,000, it could be 10,000, that ran to the mountains. You remember in Revelations, it says that they ran to the hills and the mountains to try to get away from the Antichrist. Well, some of these people are going to survive at the Battle of Armageddon because they're not going to be down there as part of Satan's army. Remember, they didn't take the mark of the beast. Well, at the end of the Battle of Armageddon, what happens to these people? Will they not be a part of the 1,000-year millennium? Yes, they will. The difference is they're still going to have a physical body. Walk with me through this. We're not. We're going to have a spiritual body. But this group is going to have their physical body. And they're going to come out of the caves and come down from the mountains. And Jesus is going to love them, but he's also going to rule over them. He will be the king. He will be the ruler. Who's going to be his army? All of us who are Christian people. We're going to help him to make sure these people are alive. They don't have a new spiritual body. They're not perfect. And we're going to see here in a moment where Jesus is the judge. If there's a disagreement, if there's a problem, there's not going to be a Supreme Court. There's not going to be a president, vice president. There's not going to be any of that. There's going to be one ruler, and that's Jesus. Say it with me. Jesus. One more time. Jesus. Now, here's where this gets real interesting. Take you again just a little deeper. If they still have their physical bodies, it means they will still be able to reproduce. And children are going to be born into this world. Now, a lot of theologians, and I just happen to agree with this, so we can't prove it, that we're going to go back to the day because this planet is going to be a totally different planet. I mean, Jesus is going to make this a gorgeous place to live. A lot of people feel like we're going to go back to the days of the Old Testament where when you're 100 years old, you're a kid. may live to be 500, 600, 700 years older because of, you know, Jesus is going to take all the pollutants out. He's going to take everything out that causes all kinds of, if there is a such thing as a climate change, then he changed the climate for this. Okay? Now, as children are born into this, they're not going to know any different. And at the end of this 1,000 years, these kids that were born during this 1,000 years, believe it or not, since they don't know any different, they're actually going to come up against God one more time, because why? Jesus is going to make sure, he's going to make sure, before the new heaven and the new earth is opened up to the entire population, that everybody within this millennium period of time is going to be on his side. And the only way to know that is to let Satan loose one more time to see if anybody will follow him at the end of this 1,000-year period. Now, this means, yes, you're following me so far. Does this mean yes? Okay? This is why this is all about. Everybody asks me, why is he loose one more time? It's because there are people of the flesh that he's going to find out. Now, in a moment, we're going to see how many people did take Satan's side. It might surprise you. All right, Larry, here we go. Now, the rest of the dead live not until the 1,000 years should be finished. This is the first resurrection. Now, this is talking about, and this explains more in a little bit, those who died, those who have died, let's say, before the tribulation period, as well as those who died during the tribulation period, they have not been sentenced yet to eternity in hell. And that's what this is talking about. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. That's the one that we're waiting for. Over these, the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God. Here's this priest of God. That's you and I, again, during the millennial period of time. We're going to be his agents for him. We're going to watch over. With a spiritual body, we can, who knows what we can do. Maybe we can fly. Maybe we can blink our eyes and go from one end of the world to the other. I don't know, but we're going to keep an eye on the population of the earth that's still in the flesh. Okay? Now, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We get to be the boss again, Carl.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that. All right. Blessed and holy is he that has a part in this first resurrection. Very important. Second death. The second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Okay, Larry, here we go. When the 1,000 years are finished, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Here's what I was talking about. And shall come forth to deceive the nations. Nations is all of those in the flesh at that time, which are in the four corners of the earth, God, and may God, these are just fancy names for Satan, to gather them together to war, with the number of whom as the sands of the sea. How many people are going to turn against God, even in this paradise world? His number is the sand of the sea. Why in the world? Keep in mind, though, this generation that will be born won't know anything any different. They're going to get tired of Jesus being the judge. They're going to get tired of Jesus telling them how to live and what to do. Again, they're not in their spiritual body. They're not part of the armies of God. And some are going to rebel. Some is numerous as the sand of the sea. Now I know that's hard for you and I on this side to understand that. If we can believe in God and all of the mess that this world is in now, why in the world would these people turn on God? They're going to literally be in paradise. The trouble of it is, if you live in paradise all the time, you take it for what? Granted. And this generation is going to take this for granted. You and I wouldn't take this for granted for anything. Wouldn't you love to be in a world where a big city like Paris is not going through what they're going through right now. But keep in mind this, and understand one thing, Jesus is coming. He's coming. If you don't understand, you look to that part of the world, He's coming. He's coming. All right, Larry, let's finish up. And they went up over the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about the beloved city, and fire came down out of heaven and devoured them. These are the people who are going to rebel against the authority of Jesus. One blast takes them completely. Now, here's where it gets great. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where are also the beast and the false prophet, and they shall be tormented day and night, day and night, day and night, forever and ever, forever and ever. At this point, he will never be loosed again. He is doomed for eternity. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, these next couple of verses, folks, this is what anybody that leaves this world and doesn't know Jesus, what they're facing. It's called the Great White Throne. Great is because nothing will ever come close to the devastation you get ready to see. It's white because Jesus is the head of this. And it's called the Great White Throne because this is where Jesus sits for the final judgment. And I saw the great white throne, and him that sat upon it, whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. The books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books, according to their works. Now here is, I want you, even in this awful moment where God is going to send this group of people to hell, He's going to show them first why He's doing it. And He don't have to do this. The books, everything that you and I do in life is literally being recorded. And what He's going to do before He dooms you to hell, He's going to open up the book, and here's what's going to be in the book. Every time someone invited you to church, you told them no. Every time he was in God's house, and an invitation was given, and you walked out of here lost, He's going to show you every opportunity over your lifetime that you had to accept Jesus Christ, and you said no. If you're watching me on the internet, understand something. It's being recorded now in heaven. Every opportunity. Anytime you have an opportunity to accept Jesus, you better make it right. And if I was you, I would do it today. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, this book of life, I have taught on this many times. Your name has to literally be written in the book of life by the hand of Jesus. If it's not in there, you're not going to see the moment you accept Jesus Christ. I don't care if you were 7, 8, 10, 95. At the moment you accepted Jesus Christ and you were sincere about that, your name was written in this book. You can't write your own name in it. Understand that. You cannot do this. It has to be written by the hand and the blood of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and they were judged, every man according to his works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is what we call the second death. Okay, Mary. And anyone that was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. Next week, the 21st chapter of Revelation describes to us this new heaven. No one from the millennial period ever got to see the new heaven and the new earth that was not part of the family of God. When we get to this, folks, you talking about, this is made by the most wonderful hands of God for you and me and everyone who has accepted Jesus Christ. A lot of theologians believe that while this thousand-year millennium is going on here on this planet, that above us is this city called the New Jerusalem. This is coming next week. But no one gets there until after Satan's been loosed. One more time, and the story is set straight. And after that, get ready for this new Jerusalem. A city that no matter how it gets destroyed during the tribulation period, this city will be the prettiest thing that's ever laid eyes on. And it's built for you and me in honor of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Give the Lord.